When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Josh Peterson, Jimmy on the Grim. It is Unsportsmanlike Conduct on this One Beer Friday, brought to you by Lucky Bucket. Here on 1620 The Zone, Eric tweets in, Off Color Brewing, the Apex Predator Farmhouse Ale. Eric, we hope that you are enjoying that on this Friday. Kent Wolgemont's going to join us in a few minutes as we talk about Everything Everywhere All at Once.
The movie, not the concept of Everything Everywhere. All at once.
That would be a tough conversation to have in.
It'd be a big conversation.
20 minutes.
Solve a lot of problems.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. 42.
It's available on Netflix if you listen to our conversation and enjoy it and would like to check it out. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that in just a few moments. All right, we were talking about Caitlin Clark earlier, and Craig has emailed in.
Hi, Craig.
And he says, hello, guys, listening to your program.
Craig. All right, next email.
Yeah, we're off to a rough start here, Craig.
Program.
Yeah, and he says, I believe I heard you say Caitlin Clark will make more in the WNBA than with her NIL deals. WNBA,
correct,
number one draft pick, will make approximately $76,000 next year. NIL deals are estimated to be around $910,000 this year, with a jump to $3 million next year. Her national deals may still stay in place, but the local money probably goes away when she does. I don't see any WNBA stars with endorsement. What makes you think she'll make more in the WNBA? So I want to answer this question respectfully.
Yep.
Because, I mean, the first thing I would honestly say is, Craig, you don't see any WNBA stars with these endorsements like this because no star is like Caitlin Clark.
Yeah,
like,
she hasn't. There isn't anybody that draws like she does right now.
Yeah, so
she's selling out arenas in college.
So I found a story from The Athletic that went up earlier today called "The Caitlin Clark Business is Booming. Here's how her WNBA sponsorships are lining up." And so, you know, it sets the stage for what she is about to do and some of the money that she will command or could command. I'm going to read a paragraph late in this story, or halfway through, rather. Mike Vorkanov? I'm going to guess Vorkanov wrote this story. Mike Vorkanov?
Shout out to Mike Vorkanov.
Shout out, Mike. So about halfway through this story, Mike writes about kind of the salary components and what we're looking at. He says she'll make a salary in the NBA. The number one pick is guaranteed $76,000 in her first season, unlike at Iowa. She can also avail herself to up to $250,000 in a league marketing deal and up to $100,000 in a team marketing contract if she eschews playing abroad next offseason. And then he adds, or she can sign what is likely to be a high-paying contract for a team in Europe or China. So first of all, she'll have to figure out, is she just playing in America or is she going to go play overseas? My guess would be, this is with no intel, but my guess is that she will only be playing in the WNBA.
Right.
That is just going to be my guess.
That's probably a solid
guess. That feels like a safe bet.
Back to the story. She has a deal with Nike, which is one of the WNBA's financial partners as part of its Changemakers program.
Bingo.
The league often pushes those companies to use its stars in marketing campaigns, especially those with a huge marketing deal, yada, yada, yada. So she has the Nike deal as well.
Well, as an example, Erica Wheeler of the Indiana Fever, she's the highest paid player in the WNBA at $242,000. She gets almost double that in her endorsement deal from Nike.
All right, so back to the story now. Clark will be unconstrained in the WNBA, and she is expected to draw a significant contract for the upcoming WNBA season. Nike, Adidas, and others are expected to pursue her. Multiple sources with knowledge of the sneaker industry said Clark is set to sign a deal for more than $1 million annually, which would be the richest among WNBA players. I would also go back to something that Craig wrote in the email. The local money probably goes away when she does. I would say this.
Why?
That is exactly what I was
going to
say.
Why is that the thought?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Because if she is already such a huge star in Iowa City and she is so valuable there, if anything, I bet she commands more. And then she's going to Indiana. She'll probably have local contracts and endorsements inside of Indianapolis.
Which may
as well.
Be the only debate for it going away. She may ask for too much money for the Hy-Vees of the world.
Correct.
Too. But I don't know if you know this, Craig. Nike has more money than Hy-Vee.
Yeah, and so, like, that's. So, yeah, trying to be respectful. I just. there will be so many people that are going to want a piece of her. And the final piece to this puzzle that I would add is Joya writes that she is a bust, by the way. The final piece
she's
to
never
the
won a championship
to the
she has as many playoff wins as Mike Trout.
Mike Trout, well played. Yeah. The final piece to the puzzle that I would add here is that like she is going to raise the profile of that league in such a way that they are these endorsements, these companies are going to want to get in on the ground floor. So
Subway will be banging down her door to have her in commercials with Steph Curry. The day she steps foot in the WNBA.
Exactly. Yeah, Amazing Daniel says, I don't think people realize how many endorsement deals players have that nobody hears about. Besides that, they don't know about the WNBA deals because it's not in their bubble. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
like
1,000%.
I, you know, you haven't heard of any WNBA players who have endorsements. I mean, I ask this respectfully. Craig, have you watched WNBA games? Look, I don't watch the WNBA.
Yeah. Craig, can you name five people in the WNBA?
See, and I think, you know what? That is where she is going to be different because when she plays her first WNBA game, you know who will be watching?
Everybody.
I will be watching.
Everybody.
I will be watching. And that's going to be the difference between her and so many other players is that I am intrigued by this. That's why I watch her in college. It's why I will follow her to the pros because I am interested in what this can look like. Just like, you know, when Magic and Larry went to the NBA, there were people that followed them into the pros to see what can this look like. So I just... To me, it seems so obvious, but obviously...
I mean, it's not like...
Some disagree.
It's not like when she goes to the WNBA, people are going to stop talking about her. That's not how star power works. And the thing about this situation is, like, obviously the age-old saying, rising tides raise all ships, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to help everybody else around. And the difference between Caitlin Clark and Kelsey Plum is, yeah, Kelsey Plum had the numbers and everything. She didn't have the star power, and she wasn't talked about of the same volition that Caitlin Clark is. It's like people want to say, well, Kelsey Plum scored 3,000-plus points. She went to WNBA, and nobody was talking about
correct,
that.
Yeah,
it didn't get brought up. It didn't have the national attention, and all of that attention will follow Caitlin Clark to the WNBA draft, to Indiana, and have this effect on the league.
At the very least, I mean, people will be talking about her in her early career there. You know, what... Ultimately, she is going to have to perform at a very high level for her to continue to warrant a discussion level on like the shows, right?
And that's anybody has a doubt that it's going to translate.
Exactly.
Right?
I think that she's going to be great at the next level. And so if that continues to happen, and then if the audience continues to show their interest, like, look, ultimately, the reason that we talk about her is, I mean, I find her interesting. You find her interesting. But also, given the numbers that of her games, and obviously ratings on television shows when they discuss her are not going down, that's why. Like, she has become, she's like just transcended her sport. She's transcended women's basketball because it's obvious that when people talk about her, other people have opinions, and certainly they listen or watch.
The average ticket on the secondary market for an Iowa women's basketball game this year is north of $500.
Yeah.
The average ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not because people are going to go, well, she's in the WNBA now, we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's because people see the trajectory of where she's going to be and want to say, well, I remember when I could see her play at fill in the blank.
Yeah, exactly. Freedio sends us a screenshot of the Forbes net worth of Candace Parker. I don't know if this was to prove a point either way on, you know, like a positive or negative, but
sure.
It mentions her salary and winnings, $100,000 in endorsements, $8 million. And look, Candace Parker was certainly a big-time name and a big-time star, but Caitlin Clark, she is not from the perspective of how we talk about her, you know. Candace Parker didn't seem divisive. She was just really, really good.
I do think she's probably the closest comp, though, but I think it's important to point out that, like, the TV media market isn't any...
100%. Social media wasn't a thing.
50,000 times bigger than it was back when Candace Parker was the star of college basketball in the WNBA.
Yeah.
Like, but I do think, to the listener's point, that's probably the closest comp. I don't think we've seen anybody have...
I think Brittany Griner is always the one that I... She was talked about a lot, and I wouldn't say that it was always in very savory ways.
Yeah.
But people opined about her. People opined about her and Baylor a lot.
I think more people liked Candace Parker.
Oh, 100%.
And like Caitlin Clark than, like, because I think that matters.
Yeah. And one more. Travis says, but also with Caitlin Clark, who cares if she's making more or less? It's her prerogative. Bingo. I mean, and that's what, that's
also
one of the things
that
you and I said a little bit earlier. Speaking of women's basketball, before we go to break and welcome Kent Wagamont onto the show, Nebraska is rolling right now. They are minutes away from moving on into the semifinals.
And they're playing like a team that has a chance to win a couple games in this tournament. Splash. And Ohio State lost today.
They're up
66-51.
State was favored in this game, right?
Correct. 2.5.
Yes.
Yeah. So they are on their way towards their second win of the Big Ten tournament. They beat Purdue yesterday by 8 points and just a nice performance, mainly in the second half as they have pulled away. And so they lead by 15 points with about 5 minutes to go in that one. When we return, we will welcome Kent Wagamont to the Grum, and we will review and recap and give our opinions on Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is available to stream on Netflix. This won the Academy Award 1 year ago, and so we will talk to him also ahead of the Academy Awards this weekend, and we'll have a couple of props in predictions later on about the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll do that when we return. Kent Wagamont joins us in El Kent's Movie Club next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.